Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back. Let's get right into it. This is part two of our Business Maturity Podcast. This was spurred by a couple of emails I got this week from different biz ops that I'm involved with. So it doesn't need to be any particular one. It could be anyone. It could be your business. It doesn't even need to be a business opportunity. It could just simply be your business, a product launch. Boy, don't even get me started. That's like herding cats trying to do a product launch. My God, I got a lot of respect. I'm kind of torn on internet product launches because let's just talk about the elephant in the room. You get everybody and their brother that sends you an email. Everybody and their brother sends you an email about a product launch. And if you haven't gotten at least 1,000 emails about product launches, then you're just not on enough lists. Jeff Walker, Frank Kern, Brendan Burchard, I love them all, have met them all. I think they're great people. But, oh, my lordy, 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 when they... Hey, here's my bonus for Jeff Walker's product launch formula. Here's my bonus for Mike Filsaime's webinar jam. Here's my bonus for Experts Academy, Brendan Burchard. And it's like nonstop. But obviously the formula works, right? Because these guys are doing several million-dollar launches. But just my opinion, I could be wrong. I have no data to support any of this. It's just my opinion. I see that now kind of leaving a bad taste in people's mouths. Do I think it's over? No, I think there'll always be a product launch industry. I just think what was cool 5 years ago is not cool until somebody comes up with a different way to launch a product. It's just, you know, you get the teaser email, you get a few good quality content videos, and then you get the sales page, and then you get the sales pages coming down, and then you get the final notice, and that's a product launch. It goes for a couple of weeks, and that's great. And look, I'm not even boo-hooing it. See what I mean? I talked last podcast about talking bad about things, and now I'm trying to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm not being negative. I just put my foot right in my mouth. I said I wouldn't do last podcast where I was talking about, hey, be careful when you say, you know, negative things. But it's just, I preface it by saying this is just my opinion. I'm a fan. I'm going to do my own product launches. But now I mainly do them internally to my own list. Podcast House I launched at the beginning of this year. I've since taken that sales page down because I'm even revamping that. But that was a launch. I'd never launched all of my podcasting material just in one membership site before. Anyway, I would encourage you to launch your own product, whatever that looks like, whatever that is to you. And we're talking about business opportunities, your own business right now. So I've got a couple emails this week. Hey, Sam, you said this was going to happen, or, you know, I haven't seen this happening, and I'm worried about my investment. And, oh, boy, okay, so let's, because when you're building a business, first of all, you're the leader. Do you understand that? Do you understand what comes with being a leader? Leader is thrown around, and that's another thing I can't stand. I'm going to go off on a rant now. I think I'm just going to go off. This might just be a rant now, the rest of this podcast right here. The term leadership is so overused in the business opportunity industry, especially. You know what it takes to be a quote-unquote leader inside of a business opportunity? Just making money. And you know how easy it is to just send an email to your list and make money once you've got that list? You don't need to be a leader at all. I mean, hell, you could be a hermit with absolutely zero social skills, and there's some are, and never leave your office and just watch movies on your iPad the whole time when you're not working, and some do. And then you get on a leaderboard inside of some business opportunity company, and boom, you're now a leader. Guys, no. Read John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, first leadership book you should read, okay? And then get your hands on anything John Maxwell has to write or the audio version of it. Look him up online, Maxwell's Minute. He does a video minute every single day. Follow him on Twitter. And that's just one person. I'm not saying he's the only person. There's a million people that do leadership. I'm just a fan of John Maxwell. Shared the stage with him in 2008, one of the major highlights of my career. I mean, guys, this is where dreams come true. But I told you last podcast about I lost 70 grand. It was right around that same time. Right around that same time, I got taken for a business, a scam, a literal scam. I mean, a literal S-C-A-M, scam. The person who got me involved in that scam is doing 8 years in a penitentiary. So, yeah, it was real, okay? But right around that time, I was sharing the stages with sharing a stage with John Maxwell, who wrote that book I just told you about, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And Coach Carter from the movie Coach Carter, grossed close to $500 million, that movie. Well, the actual guy the movie was based on was speaking at that same event, shared the stage with him. And I'm just sharing this with you to empower you to stay in the game. I mean, you get taken for money, stay in the game. You know, it's like going to the casino, which I've been known to. Like, I'm big fan of the craps table. Okay, I don't put the rent money on the table. I'm not an idiot, but I love craps. You ever want to get me a present? Get me a book on how to play craps and win. I love it. Love it. I just love everything about it. I love the energy. There's no, and I don't know a better casino game with more energy than a craps table. Anyway, I digress. When you get involved in business, you got to have rhino skin, and you better have a mind, or you forget. Like a cornerback in the NFL, you get burnt on a play, forget it. The next play, you're right back at it. Like any athlete, a golfer misses a two-foot putt, you got to leave that right out of your mind. You get taken in a business or a scam, or you start a business and it goes under, or you don't realize success right away, forget about it, as all my Italian friends would say. Forget about it. You got to have a short memory, man. If you're going to be successful in business, you better find a way to have the selective memory. Selective. Do you know what the term selective means, right? You get to pick and choose what you want to remember about an experience, okay? I would remember the lessons you learned about a particular experience, okay? And take those lessons, because those of us who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And when I received these messages this week about people who joined whatever business opportunity I was promoting at the time and are saying, hey, I don't really understand it. Let's just use, I'm going to use Doobly Network as an example. All right, we're building this rotator inside of Doobly Network where we're going to be distributing sales and we're going to be distributing customers. And when I first heard that Matt Trainer and the gang were going to be doing this, I was like, whoa, this is, I mean, I would never get after an undertaking like this, because you talk about moving parts. I mean, it's crazy. Now, the one thing you don't know about Matt and his team is they do this stuff in their sleep. It's their Saturday, okay? It's their strength. They do it. So what I perceive to be, wow, that's like pushing a boulder up the hill. They're like, well, kind of, but we'll get it done. And you got to know. You want a good business success lesson? Invest in people. So many people invest in a biz op because of some great sales video they saw, which is a component of it. I mean, look, you got to be a good salesperson, because if you were to just show somebody a computer, all right, you go to the Apple store and you just look at a MacBook. Are you going to buy it? No, you're just not. You want the salesperson to come over and you want them to make that MacBook sing. Make it sing. And they show you, they open it up and they show you everything it can do. And they talk a little bit about the processor, but they don't get caught up in the processor and the gigs and all that stuff. They show you iMovies and Pages and Keynote, and they can show you how it can stream with iTunes, and you can sync with this device and that device with the cloud. They sell the sizzle, not the steak. When you go to a restaurant, and you want to order a steak. Now, all you vegan people, substitute something else. Fish or a salad. I don't know what it is. But I'm using steak as an example. Yeah, how's the prime rib? Oh, well, let me see. I think the cow was Nebraska. If I'm not mistaken, her name was Millie. And she was in, I think, Lincoln, and a farm there. Jeb Rosenhaus and his family own a farm out there. And I think it was slaughtered like 6 weeks ago or so. Seriously, is that what they tell you when you order? No. Oh, my God. It will make your palate dance. It is. It's awesome. We have had great reviews. How do you like it? Do you like it a little rare, medium well? Oh, it's so fulfilling. It's the best you've ever had. Okay. Now, even that was a bad attempt at a great description of a prime rib. What am I doing, though? I'm selling it. When people sell their business opportunities to you, or you sell your business opportunities to other people, you got to sell the sizzle. What's it going to do for them? You don't sell the steak. Of course they want to know. They assume just because it's you. And hey, listen up right here. This is a key component of every And I learned my lesson. Every business opportunity, you got to know the person that you're getting in bed with, okay? You got to know the person who is positioning this business for you. Are they doing it because it's a money grab and this is the 15th business opportunity they've promoted this month? Or do they have the integrity? There's the big I word. And I know when you're talking about business opportunities, those two words don't always go hand in hand. But what's their motive? Of course they want to make money by recruiting you. They're going to make money by selling the product to you. They're going to make money by giving you their service. You're going to pay them. They're going to make money. We all understand. That's a given. All right. I understand people recruit me all day, every day to get involved in whatever they're doing. And they do it because they want to make money. And I just chuckle. Because I don't know anything about these people. My Facebook inbox, I don't even check anymore because it's so spammed up full of people that think I want to invest in their next biz op. And they say, hey, check this out. Watch these three videos. Let me know what you like best about them. Get out of here. Block. Okay? Why do I block people? Because they don't even, I don't even know. First of all, I don't even know who they are. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Second of all, it's all money motivated. Money, 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 money. What's it going to do for me? If you want to understand how to get into a good business opportunity, let them know, hey, this is what it's going to do for you. You need, and be honest. I tell people all the time, when you get involved in a business opportunity, if you do not have an existing database, if you don't have a list, it's going to take you longer to make money. Will you make money? Yes, if you work.
Is it impossible because I don't have an existing database to make money, Sam?
No. No. We all had to start somewhere. It's going to be a little more painful. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to actually do something. But no, you can absolutely do it. How do you think entrepreneurs get to be entrepreneurs? Somebody's got to make money at something at some point in time, right? It's not just like, you know, Bob Proctor, I use him as an example all the time. 1960, the guy was working at a firehouse making $4,000 a year. Then he gets a janitorial service. He's in five or six different countries. Making 10 times that income, then he gets Think and Grow Rich, and then he becomes Bob Proctor. But, hey, that's 40, 50 years ago. The guy's 80 years old. 80 years old. Are you kidding me? Oh, it must be nice to be Bob Proctor. Yeah, it is. You want to be 80? Go ahead. Go ahead. You'll be 80 years old. What's that tell you? You might have 10 years left to live? Yeah, but you got millions of dollars. Great, great. Tie you hold your hearse. Yay. Guys, keep it real, would you? Coming up on the next part of this podcast, I want to talk about investing in interesting people. When you invest in a business, you invest in people. And make sure you know the people that you're getting involved with and stop being so scared all the time. What's everybody so afraid of? You know? Don't even get me started. I got to shut this one down now or I'm going to go right into the next show, all right? Pick it up on part three of today's show, the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.